So I spent about 10 minutes stressing out trying to figure out how I was going to start this off, and I went into my notes app and I wrote like a solid concept for an introduction. I had it all planned out, and then I went onto my laptop, which is where I was going to record it, and I filmed a little initial clip and listened back to it, and it sounded absolutely terrible, like the worst thing I've ever heard, like in apocalypse films when they're listening to the radio and the radio people are like, the world's gonna end, but because it's the end of the world, there's all this static for some reason, like phone lines are down. I don't know what transfers radio waves. The radio waves aren't working, they're faulty. That's a thing that happens. And it sounded like that. And it's really aggravating to even listen to. And I got so upset because I was like, I literally just put on my story that I'm going to be making a podcast and I've fallen at the first hurdle. So I panic downloaded this on my phone and luckily it sounds a bit better. And by a bit better, I mean like loads better. Like you can actually tell what I'm saying. So thank God for that. I think the best way to start this off would be by introducing myself. So my name's Becky, I'm 18 years old, and starting in September I'm going to be studying history at uni, which I'm really, really excited about. I love reading, I've been obsessed with reading since I was really, really young. When I was younger actually, like when I was a little kid, parents would actually come up to me at parents' evenings and they'd say, I recognise you, you're the girl that walks home with a book. Because I'd always walk home reading, and because of that, I've gotten really, really good at being able to tell my surroundings, even if I'm not paying any attention, because I can just dodge, because I spent my formative years walking with this obstacle, because I was so bored by just walking home from school that I had to be reading. I loved reading that much, I was such a nerd. Most people listening probably know me from Henry Defence Squad, which is both my Instagram and my Tumblr, where I post a lot of literary content, mostly memes, mostly jokes. On my Tumblr especially, I post a lot about The Secret History by Donna Tartt, which is my favourite book. Though, quite controversially, I'm not a big fan of the rest of Donna Tartt's work. I've read most of The Little Friend, but I didn't finish it because I just wasn't enjoying it very much. And I read all of The Goldfinch, but it was a challenge and it really wasn't a good time because I like things that are character driven, but only if I am interested in the characters and am invested in how their lives go. But something about Theo, who's a main character, he was just boring to me. It just didn't interest me at all. I didn't particularly care how his life went. I think I only finished the book because of Boris. I was so upset when he sort of left for a few hundred pages because I was like, no, this is the only good thing about this. I'm not saying it's a bad book, but for me, Boris was the best part and I just didn't enjoy it when it was Theo on his own because it depressed me. In terms of the sorts of books I really enjoy reading, I like things that are character-driven usually, as long as it's not The Goldfinch. I tend to avoid genres like sci-fi, fantasy and thriller because they're very, very plot-driven and I'm not that interested in them. I can see that the genres obviously have merit, but they're just not really my thing. I think the last thriller I read was Gone Girl and that was a long time ago. It was at least 2 years ago. And I liked it because it was subversive, it subverted the genre, you know, you went into it thinking it was going to be this really, really, really typical thing and that was going to be told from the man's point of view and then suddenly halfway through it flipped and you're like, oh my god, this is so cool. But most thrillers aren't like that, so I don't really read them very much, though if you do read them, that's fine. I really think it's all just a matter of personal preference and I never understand book snobs because as long as like the writing quality is good and as long as it doesn't have like actively harmful tropes, why would you want to make someone feel bad for the things that they're reading? Like I don't think because I read character driven stuff that I have more merit and more taste than a person who reads a plot driven thing. same as someone who reads plot-driven stuff won't think that they have better taste than me. They just think you like different things than me, and that's fine. It's just like taste in music. It's all fine. It's all alright. As long as it's good quality, what's the issue? At the moment, I've been reading so much historical fiction. It's a genre that I've always enjoyed, but I'm not sure why, but I've just been reading it loads recently, loads more than usual. So I've read Wolf Hall, which I read about a year ago actually, but I'm currently reading The Mirror and the Light, and I read Bring Up the Bodies last month. I'm also reading Hamnet, which is by Maggie O'Farrell, and that's about Shakespeare's son who died, and he died when he was very young. I think he was about 11 years old, and I've only just begun it, but it sort of focuses on, obviously, Shakespeare and his life, and I'm hoping it's historically accurate, at least a bit, and it also, obviously, is sort of a portrait of this family who are in deep, deep mourning for their child. So it's really, really good so far, but I'm only about 15 pages in. Other books of that genre that I'm reading right now are The Sun in Splendour, which follows Richard III's life. It's a huge book, about 1,000 pages, maybe even more, and I'm only about 100 pages in. Richard is 7 or 8 years old at the moment, so I've barely scratched the surface of it. I'm also reading Once Upon a River by Diane Setterfield, and I'm not particularly enjoying it, but I wasn't expecting to love it that much. I think I'd give it a 3 out of 5, or maybe a 2 out of 5 at the current point I'm at in it, but I didn't particularly expect to like it. I thought it might surprise me. I read the blurb and elements of it seemed promising, but when I ordered it, I essentially just ordered it because if I got it, then I would get free shipping on another thing I was buying, a cross-stitch set. So it was actually cheaper to buy a book than just the cross-stitch set on its own, and I quickly picked out Once Upon a River, but it's not the best. I think part of the reason why I'm not really enamoured with it is because I'm wondering when the story's gonna start. I'm over halfway through, and there's so many characters, but it isn't character driven, it's definitely plot driven. But I'm like, where is the plot? There's sort of a conflict, but I'm not very interested in it. It doesn't even seem that threatening, because obviously, spoilers if you are planning on reading Once Upon a River, or if you're reading it right now, but it's this guy's son, and he's like evil, and he's pretending that this girl who was found in the river is his, when this wealthy family have claimed them as their own because they think that she's their daughter that went missing 2 years ago. But there's no solid like consequences, because we don't know what this guy's gonna do. He's not said his plans, and it's not even ominous. He's not even implying that he's going to do anything. We just know that he maybe wants the child, or maybe not. He's just being a bit nefarious, and let's talk about something irrelevant for about 5 pages. They also, because there's so many characters, I'm not invested in any of them. I think another thing that I take issue with is that there's so many unnecessary romantic subplots in it, and I don't see the point of it. It seems like it's trying to sell itself almost as a romance novel now, when the blurb said it was going to be about scientific development and medical development in the Victorian era, and kind of the conflicts that had with ethics, because obviously this is quite early scientific medical discoveries. Well, not that early, but they're still fairly rudimentary. You know, their understanding of the human body and death isn't particularly good and advanced. But there's been nothing about that. Nothing at all. It's not a theme in the novel. Instead, I've gotten way more about this romance between a man who washed up on the river with the child who was found on the river, and a nurse. thinking about the shortcomings of this book is actually beginning to annoy me. So I'm going to talk about something that I really, really enjoyed, a book I really, really liked. And that is In the Dream House by Carmen Maria Machado. I read it a few weeks ago now, and it's easily one of my favourite books, like a new favourite, right up there with A Little Life, with Girl Interrupted, with all of those. The book is a memoir and it focuses on the author's experiences in an abusive same-sex relationship. It was, I think, her first serious relationship with a woman. She was discovering that she was bisexual, and the woman turned out to be really, really abusive. And it sort of chronicles her experience and also uses horror tropes, which is really, really, really interesting. I just loved it. It's written in such an engaging way, and I can't think of a thing I would change about it. And also, because I'm a lesbian, it really, really resonated with me, because abuse in lesbian relationships isn't a thing that's really talked about, because partly because obviously you're gay, so you exist to a degree outside of the mainstream. I know in America, in the UK, in lots of countries, it's comparatively fairly easy to live as being gay, but you'll always feel alienated to a degree, and you always feel like your experience is something that straight people aren't able to empathize with to at least a certain extent, because of, you know, homophobia of bigots making gay relationships seem as this abnormal thing that straight people should avoid. Another reason why I think there's not very much representation of abuse in lesbian relationships, which Machado directly talks about, is the fact that there's views of women that the idea is that generally they can't be abusive, men are inherently abusive and violent, and women aren't prone to being like that, but of course women are. It's, again, it's these heteronormative biases, it's these gender roles, and they're completely untrue. And because of that, so many people are hurt. Machado also speaks out against the view held by the lesbian community, at least in the past, that it's better not to acknowledge abuse in lesbian relationships and to maintain the image of the ideal and the harmonious and the perfect relationship between two women, while refusing to acknowledge often the abuse that could underpin them. And they would just brush it off and say, oh, well, that's men, we're women, we wouldn't abuse each other, we'd never hit each other. But the truth of the matter is that they would, because some people are abusive and it's not at all based on their gender. And that's really, really interesting, and it's perfectly addressed by Machado. It just makes the book absolutely amazing. I love that book so much. With this episode, I was mostly just aiming to do a little introduction, and I think I've achieved that well enough. This podcast, I'm planning for it to be quite chilled out. I don't know yet if I'll do a regular schedule. I'm just going to talk about the books I'm reading, and if I see something that interests me, maybe in the publishing world, with to do with a certain author, I might make an episode about it. It's going to be pretty unstructured. I just kind of want to have fun with this. I can't even monetize it, so it's just literally just my hobby. I'm thinking I might do a weekly episode, I might do it fortnightly, but I couldn't say. They'll probably all follow a similar structure to this, but I will get better with the editing, I will get better with talking. When listening to this, I was like, oh my god, you keep pausing and kind of repeating words, and your sentences go on for ages and ages, because I'm nervous about talking at length. I'm really, really bad at kind of speaking to myself, because I get really self-conscious and I'm like, your family's listening and they're thinking you're weird, and then it makes it worse. And I'm rambling right now. It's what happens when I'm kind of anxious about that sort of thing. But I find it really, really fun. I've wanted to do a podcast for a long time, so I'll definitely keep going with this. Even if there's literally just two people listening, I'll be happy. So yeah, I think that basically sums it up. I'll make an episode probably in a couple weeks. I hope you at least enjoyed hearing me ramble about books. Next week, or well, next episode, I'll probably talk a bit more about the books I'm reading at the moment. Maybe I'll talk about some books I hate. I could do that. I could talk about Stephen King. That could be fun. That'll be a controversy. Maybe I'll do that. Also, hopefully, I'll be more ahead with The Sun in Splendor. Maybe I'd have finished Once Upon a River, and I'll probably have started some new books and maybe finished a couple books I didn't talk about in this podcast because I read a ridiculous amount of books at a time. I was not able to talk about all of them. So yeah, I think that's the plan. I really hope that you didn't absolutely hate listening to me rambling about this, though I'm sure if you did, you wouldn't have listened this far. Unless you did listen this far and you're going to give a lengthy hate review where you're just going to dissect every minor flaw in everything I say. And honestly, I'd be really entertained if someone did that. Like, I'd be impressed. I'd probably give you a shout out. So yeah, this is my invitation to you to leave a I shouldn't say this. Don't tell people you want them to leave a hate comment. That's the worst thing you can do. I'm an Aquarius. This is such an Aquarius move. Please don't leave a hate comment because I said leave a hate comment. But please do leave a hate comment because half of me will find it really funny. Half of me will cry. I've really gone off on a tangent. I don't think I want anyone to leave hate comments, but please leave feedback. Please don't be negative though, I will cry. I do intend to get a lot better at this. This is just kind of testing it out, like a learning to ride a bike type thing. I've got my little stabilizers on. It's fluorescent pink. It's ugly, but in the best way. I think I'm going to end it there because there's a cat trying to break into my house, so I'm going to let the cat into my house. We don't own a cat, it's a random cat, but any cat's welcome here. I love cats. I'm definitely going to play some really, really cringy, royalty-free podcast music at the end because I don't know how to finish this off any other way. I hope you listen to any more episodes that I do end up making, probably in a week's time, fortnight's time at the most. Yeah, this was really fun to make, actually.